Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. A senior Chinese official says China is willing to strengthen high-level exchanges with France. Wang Yi, director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the CPC Central Committee, made the remarks over a phone call with French President's diplomatic counselor Emmanuel Bon. He said China is willing to push bilateral cooperation with France to a new level. Bon said France is willing to intensify high-level exchanges and strengthen cooperation. The two sides agreed to cooperate on the development of artificial intelligence and continue to strengthen coordination on tackling climate change. The two sides also coordinated on international and regional issues such as the Ukraine issue and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The Israeli foreign minister says if there is a hostage deal, Israel will suspend its Rafah operation. Israel Katz made the remarks during an interview with local Channel 12 television. Meantime, Hamas said it has received Israel's official response to its proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, which was submitted to mediators from Egypt and Qatar on April 13. Hamas said it will hand in its reply to the mediators after studying the Israeli response. This came after a high-level Egyptian delegation visited Israel as part of the efforts to broker a ceasefire deal between the conflicting parties. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes in Rafah killed at least 13 people on Saturday. John Gambrill with the Associated Press has more.
Well, as of right now, it looks like the Israelis are pre-positioning weaponry to potentially use in this ground offensive in Rafah. Now, this has been discussed for weeks now that the Israeli military has wanted to go into Rafah. Rafah is that city in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. That's the last place that the Israeli ground offensive has not gone. There are continuing airstrikes, though, targeting suspected militant positions that have killed children and women. Now, moving forward, the AP has seen down in southern Israel armored personnel carriers, tanks, other weaponry already lined up. We've seen other kits that's coming down on flatbed semi-trucks.
A ship carrying food from Cyprus for the Palestinians is on its way to Gaza. It is the first such shipment since an Israeli strike killed seven aid workers from the international food charity World Central Kitchen on April 1st. A statement issued by the Cyprus Employers and Industrialists Federation indicates that another shipment of aid to Gaza is imminent. The UN Security Council has expressed concern over the growing tensions and military operations around Al-Fashir, the capital of North Darfur State in Sudan. The members of the Security Council warned of an imminent offensive by the Rapid Support Forces and their allied militias against Al-Fashir, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of people who have fled violence elsewhere. They called on the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces, who have been fighting each other since April 15th last year, to end the buildup of military forces around the city. The Olympic flame for Paris 2024 has begun its journey from Greece's Piraeus port to France on board the French ship Belem. The three-masted ship set sail from Greece's largest port 90 days before the opening ceremony of the Games on July 26th. It was the first time in the history of the Games that the Olympic flame has been transported by sea. After crossing the Mediterranean, the ship is scheduled to reach the port of Marseille on May 8th. To kickstart the second leg of the torch relay. China's Einstein probe astronomical satellite has captured its first in-orbit detection images. The probe was sent into space in January this year. It uses new X-ray detection technology to observe mysterious transient phenomena in the universe that flicker like fireworks. During its commissioning phase, the probe has detected 17 X-ray transients and 127 stellar flares. These findings have guided the range of telescopes in follow-up observations. Recently launched by CGTN Radio, the English multimedia radio drama Echoes of Ku Liang has captivated audiences with this touching tale embodying the friendship between the Chinese and American people. The five-episode drama draws inspiration from the real-life story of American physicist Professor Milton Gardner and his connection to Ku Liang, a summer resort in the suburbs of southeast China's Fuzhou City. Listeners can find the radio drama on radio.cgtn.com and all major podcast platforms. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.